This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. This is a treatment put on your weapons that turns them, makes their combat lethality. It expands that exponentially. Check them out. Try it. You'll love it. Frog Lube. And I haven't mentioned this lately. Well, I haven't mentioned it since Thursday because, or Wednesday rather, because, you know, we had Black Friday and Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody had a very good, happy Thanksgiving and hung out with the family and everything. If you are interested in seeing national reciprocity, the capacity to have your permit recognized in all 50 states, then you need to be emailing me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will then pass that along to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel, who are now compiling a spreadsheet of the names that have already emailed me. And those of you that have already emailed me, talk to your friends. Tell them what we're doing. Get them to email me. We're going to put together a document to be presented to the current administration, who has Second Amendment people in place to be advising them. We're going to take this to them and show them that there is interest in there. This is something that Trump said he would sign. He said it should be this way. It's languished since 2013. John Cornyn put it out there in the Senate in 2013. It's time. Your rights to self-defense do not end when you come up on some line on a map. If you're interested in doing this, this is a joint Arbalest Quarrel, Lock and Load Radio, Ammoland.com, and whoever else we can get involved in it. We're going to compile all of this, put it on a spreadsheet, and send this forward as one big lump of patriotism to the powers that be. It will probably go to Mike Pence first, because I believe the guys at Arbalest have his ear already. So the more names we have, the better it's going to be. If you are interested in national carry, okay, correct national carry, which is not a national federal firearms carry permit, but rather something the states handle, like they're doing it now, but actually seeing it recognized like it is on everything else. Like, hey, you know, when they discovered the rights to gay marriage, having to have it recognized throughout the land, if one state recognizes it, everybody has to recognize it. That set the template. We're going to force the issue. We're going to force the issue on this one. They've already set it in place. They'll get out there and say, states' rights, this, that, the other. The more people we have. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So bill@lockandloadradio.com. Email me. People that have already emailed me, feel free to get your friends to email me. Give me the names. We're not going to, all this is doing, I don't need any credit card numbers. I don't want any money from you. I'm just a point man on this. I just want your name, saying that you're interested in this, and maybe an email address so we can, you know, let you know what's going on. Should that time come when we get ready to lay this big pile of patriotism on them. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. if you're that interested in it. And I'll repeat that next hour. And, well, you know, throughout this hour, I'll be repeating that over and over again. Since the elections, our media and schools and workplaces and houses of worship have presented a steady stream of stories showcasing the stages of grief. They're in, you know, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Right now, the liberal snowflakes are wallowing in denial, anger, and depression. They cannot work. They cannot attend class. They can't take exams. They need safe healing spaces, some Play-Doh, some comfort critters, and some counseling. Too many are throwing some tirades, equating Donald Trump with Adolf Hitler, while too few are actually moving to Canada and New Zealand and Jupiter after solemnly promising that they would do this. It was all a joke now. So this is the nouveau grief, and it's characterized by the elimination of bargaining and acceptance and their replacement by two new stages, intolerance for other views and defiance or even riots. And sadly, it appears that these new stages have become a dominant, permanent, shameful feature of liberal policy and politics. They've always, on the left, been intolerant to alternative viewpoints and refusing to engage or debate, banning or forcibly removing books, posters, threatening and silencing contrarians, disinviting or shouting down conservative speakers, denying tax-exempt status to opposing political groups, even criminalizing and prosecuting climate change deniers have all become a trademark tactic. Now, during the Obama years, defiance and riots were rare, simply because his government forced libprog ideologies and policies. The liberals view government as their domain, their reason for being, far too important to be left to poor, to, you know, this can't, the poorly educated, the rural small town voter, the blue collar workers, the other deplorable elements. You guys got no business running your own lives, okay? They may not care about what we do in our bedrooms, but they intend to control everything else outside those four walls. So when 90% of all U.S. counties and county equivalents voted for Trump, they were aghast. They're incensed that President Trump and Republicans in Congress, 33 governor's offices, 69 out of 99 state legislatures nationwide, will likely review and reform policy, law, and regulation on a host of issues. And above all, they're outraged over what might happen to their dangerous man-made climate change mantra. This was supposed to be their ticket to endless extravaganzas at five-star venues and exotic locales. Their trump card, if you will, for controlling the world's energy, the economy, and the livelihoods, and the living standards. This is why they demanded that only their facts be heard in their consensus science-supporting policies they say are essential to prevent a disastrous 2 degrees centigrade, 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, rise from 1850 levels when the Little Ice Age ended and the modern industrial era began. That's why the Paris Climate Agreement tells developed nations to keep fossil fuels in the ground and roll back their economies and reduce their living standards while giving $100 billion per year to poor countries for climate mitigation and reparation. This is in turn why developing countries eagerly signing the Paris Accord, bringing it into force and effect just before this year's climate confab in Marrakesh, they would not be required to reduce their fossil fuel use or greenhouse gas emissions. They, or at least their governing classes, would receive trillions of dollars over the coming decades. Countless thousands were thus in jolly spirits as they flew their giant fuel-guzzling, GHG-spewing jetliners into Morocco for this historic event. But then on the third day, news of the U.S. elections brought misery and mayhem to Marrakesh. Then organizers, a tolerated credentialed committee for a constructive tomorrow, representatives handing out climate hustle DVDs and discussing real-world climate science and energy development. But when CFACT erected a Donald Trump cutout and shredded a copy of the Paris Accord, they sent armed police to forcibly end their educational event and boot the impudent non-believers out of the hollow conference. Marrakesh may have marked the zenith of the religious political climate movement. Trump has long held that there's likely some connectivity between human actions and climate, but he's also said it is a hoax to say humans are now causing catastrophic global warming and climate change. He also says he has an open mind to the issue and will be studying it very closely. Well, when we get back, I'm going to tell you some of the questions and some of the facts he needs to point out to get that ball rolling, to open up his mind and get the answers that he needs to get. I got no problem with the data once he sees the data. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. It works very well. Try it. Test it. You'll love it. Talking about what President-elect Trump could say and do now that the people of Marrakesh are melting down because the Paris Climate Accord may fall apart. Here's a couple of things he could ask. Item number one, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was formed to detect and assess possible human influences on global climate systems amid many natural forces. But that shifted, and they began to look only to try to detect and assess possible human influences on global climate systems amid many natural forces. Now it claims warming, cooling, and weather are driven only by human emissions. How'd that happen? How can you ignore the powerful natural forces, focus solely on air emissions associated with fossil fuel use, and call it solid, honest, empirical, and consensus science? Then there's your dangerous, item number two, your dangerous man-made climate change thesis and the computer models used in support of it. And they implicitly assume that fossil fuel emissions have replaced dozens, perhaps hundreds of powerful natural forces that have driven climate change and extreme weather events throughout Earth and human history. What caused the ice ages and the interglacial periods? Or the medieval warm period? Or the little ice age? Are the Anasazi and Mayan droughts and the other major climate and weather events before fossil fuel emissions took over? Where did all of those natural forces go? Why are they no longer functioning? Who stole them? When did they stop rolling the climate? In 1850, 1900, 1950, 1990, after the IPCC was established, perhaps? I don't know. Number three, they claim climate and weather patterns are already unprecedented and increasingly cataclysmic. But even as plant fertilizing CO2 levels continue to climb, average global temperatures have risen barely 0.1 degrees over the past two decades amid a major El Nino. Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets are growing at record rates. Seas are rising at barely 7 inches per century. It has now been a record 11 years since a Category 3 to 5 hurricane struck the U.S. mainland. The previous record was 9 years, 1860 to 1869. The 2016 U.S. tornado count was the lowest on record. Where are the unprecedented cataclysms? Item number four. Your computer models begin with the assumption or assertion that increasing levels of carbon dioxide will cause rapidly, dangerously rising global temperatures and more extreme weather events. But if this assumption is wrong, so are your models' projections and scenarios. It's garbage in, garbage out. And in fact, your models have been wrong dramatically and consistently year after year. When will you fix that? When will you begin to factor in data and analysis for solar, cosmic ray, oceanic, and other natural forces? Number five, the man-made climate cataclysm community has refused to discuss or debate its data, methodologies, analyses, and conclusions with those whom you call skeptics or deniers. 97% consensus, case closed, you say. Why not a nice, open, robust debate? Why not that? What manipulated data or other tricks are you trying to hide? Why are you afraid to put your cards on the table and lay out your supposed evidence and duke it out? Do you really think that we taxpayers should give you one more dime under these circumstances? Number six, the FDA and other federal agencies require that applications for drugs, medical devices, and permits for projects include extensive raw data, lab and project methodologies, and other information. Your modeling and other work is largely paid for with taxpayer money and used to determine public policies. Why should you be allowed to hide your data and methodologies, treat them as proprietary, refuse to share them with Congress or realist scientists, and refuse to engage in a full peer review process? Number seven, the EPA's social cost of carbon scheme blames everything imaginable on fossil fuel, but totally ignores the huge benefit of using these fuels. Isn't that misleading, disingenuous, or maybe even fraudulent? Number eight, America already produces more ethanol than it can use. Now EPA wants it to blend another 1.2 billion gallons into our gasoline. Why would we do this, considering the land, water, environmental, fuel efficiency, and other costs, rampant fraud in the RIN program, and impacts on small refiners? If we replace all fossil fuels with biofuels, how much land, water, fertilizer, and energy would that require? Number 9, wind turbines are land-intensive, heavily subsidized and exempted from most environmental rules. They kill millions of birds and bats. Their electricity is expensive and unreliable and requires fossil fuel backup generators. Why should that industry be exempted from endangered species laws and allowed to conduct fraudulent mortality studies and prevent independent investigators from reviewing their work? So, President Trump, please, sir, keep an open mind. But do exercise due diligence. It's okay for you to trust these guys. You can get in there and believe that they only want the best for the country, but you need to verify what they're doing. And if there's anybody out there that lies or refuses to answer or provides the climate equivalent of shoddy work and substandard concrete, you know what? You need to fire them. Fire them. There is no tenure in government. No matter how much they may tell you that. I think you probably know that already, don't you, sir? Mr. President, please exercise that open mind and, you know, and go for it. Because the country needs you to go for it. I'm all for debate. I'm willing, you know, when it comes to guns, I'm completely willing to go where the data takes me, except the data takes me to be armed to the teeth. It shows me that it's a very good deterrent. The data takes me to be very prepared to use the weapon. Shows that we do a very fair accounting of ourselves. So I go where the data leads me, and on climate change, the data shows that that's not really happening. We've got a better chance of having another little mini ice age than we do of global warming. That's where the data is leading. So that's what we got. And that's what I hope the president deals with. And I hope he deals with it fast. I hope we see a lot of expeditious movement on the part of our new president. It would be nice. I would like to see that glacial pace be turned around and get like on a skate pace. That'd be nice. That'd be real nice. We're about to go to the next break. When we get back, you know, I'm going to point out a few things. If you think we're done with the liberals just because we vanquished them, well, we still got a little vanquishing to do. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number, let's just skip that, save a little time to get into this topic. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Truly the most lethal lubricant out there on the market today, Frog Lube. Prior to November the 8th, no liberal ever imagined they'd be humiliated by a Donald Trump the way they were. Not in a million years. The idea that the smartest woman in the world could actually be forced by some beefy real estate tycoon into the rule of a doomed Billy Bones in Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island and get handed the black spot was, well, it was inconceivable. And it's no wonder that the weenies cannot shake this bad case of the weepies. But it needs to be remembered that a venomous sea snake will keep trying to inject its toxin into you long after it looks as if you mortally wounded it. Or if we twist the original analogy's arm a bit, that Billy Bones meeting his fate was only the beginning of the adventure of Treasure Island. That the pirates still had a lot of tricks up their sleeves and Treasure Island itself was a long way off. We should not count our chickens about the Republic being back quite yet. Trump did present us with a leg up by exposing the rigged system, showing the average Joe in Wisconsin or Raleigh the unctuous manner in which the liberal establishment operated in the shadows. He exposed the mainstream media poll takers, the mainstream media themselves, the public service and teacher unions, the Washington establishment, and the tax-supported liberal arts academics, each taking each other's cues and combining against the common sense of the people in order to line their own pockets and protect their positions. This then had the people start asking the questions they were told by their liberal betters that they shouldn't. Questions like, when a big corporation makes the easy, mindless choice to move thousands of jobs to Mexico, why shouldn't the U.S. government threaten it with reprisals? Or what's so bad about abolishing the Chicago and L.A. public school systems and giving every kid a private school voucher? Why not build a wall on the southern border and aggressively deport criminal aliens? Why should the U.S. pay the lion's share of the cost of defending Europe? Why not encourage Russia to destroy ISIS? Why shouldn't a citizen in Pennsylvania be able to buy health insurance sold by a company in Texas? Why should the taxpayers continue to bathe and feed left-wing tenured college professors before sending them into a retirement the average worker can't dream of? Why cannot a DA facility process patients even half as well as the average private hospital? Who has paid for all of these presidential vacations in Hawaii, Martha's Vineyard, and Spain? And then there's the biggest one. Why shouldn't America be great again? These are all questions that should have been asked a long time ago. And he made it okay to ask them. So let's give him that. Thank him for that. Let's have the holiest of Christmases while keeping our head on a swivel. Let's get the Donald sworn in. Let's dig up the socialist victory garden that Michelle Obama has planted at the White House. And then let's set sail. Let's set sail with our friends. Let's set sail armed to the teeth. I'm not worried about Hillary winning the popular vote. I remember Obama saying that that ICE was not going to watch the polling places. I need proof that she got a bunch of legitimate votes. Every vote of hers better be legitimate, because if one isn't, well, that sort of puts suspicion on them all, doesn't it? Now, I made reference to this with Joe Eaton about run, hide, and fight. This is the common mantra that has been promoted as the definitive response to active killer incidents. And I disagree with it. And for any of you that may be sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, big guy, you can't disagree with that. The experts agree with it. I'm not interested. The only thing I'm interested in that kind of a situation is winning. If I win, that means I survive. If I win, that means everybody around me survives. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm not going to leave the fate of my loved ones to fate. I'm going to influence it. So what's wrong with run, hide, and fight as a response plan? Well, reality is wrong with it. If I run away, you know, I'm going to get shot in the back. With that exact, that happened at Columbine, at the Westgate Mall, and so many other incidents chronicled on real-time closed-circuit television. What about hiding? Well, the argument goes that if they can't find you, they can't kill you. And that works until they find you, because we're only talking about, you're only buying time when you hide. Then when they find you, they kill you. This has happened in so many real world incidents. So what's wrong with fighting as a last resort? Because after all, they have guns. Yeah, and you know, they have guns. They may have bombs. So when the party kicks off, your adversary's force capability, metaphorically speaking, is on the 100th floor of the skyscraper, and your force options are in the parking garage, because you're likely in a location with a no-gun zone, which is really a criminal safe zone. So if you wait to fight until the last resort, you're never going to bridge that gap, because you've already wasted a whole lot of energy running and hiding, right? So where did this idea of run, hide, and fight come from? The experts, and which experts are the ones at the FBI and DHS and the other government agencies of the sort, more or less academics that study violence in the classroom. So based upon what did they come up with this idea to decide this was the way to go? It was not successful management of a specific real-world incident, because that strategy just gets you killed. I believe run, hide, and fight is based upon political correctness. It is not politically correct to say, carry a gun wherever you go, and if somebody draws down and starts killing innocent people, put two in their melon until, or however many it takes to put them down. Now that is the height of political incorrectness. And, you know, we hear all the usual arguments to justify a passive response. Somebody might get hurt. Good guys fighting back will only make the situation worse. If you fight back, use violence, you're no better than the terrorists. Citizens fighting back will make it harder and more dangerous for the police coming to save us all. So in order to satisfy this cowardly agenda and make everyone equally dependent, no matter how many good people die, many have championed the failed strategy of run, hide, and fight. Now, when we get back, I'm going to give you a little critical thinking to the situation to add to why run, hide, and fight is a very bad idea. Just for you to take away with you tonight. And if you're looking for national carry, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will put it in very capable hands. It will get into very capable hands. And then it's going to probably end up on the desk of the new president, or excuse me, vice president-elect. We're trying to move the agenda forward as we go, without a doubt. One more time, I hand this back to Genesis Communications Network. We will be, just give me a few minutes. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out, froglube.com. All right, I want to apply a little critical thinking to Run, Hide, and Fight. I want to dismantle it, and I want you to think about this as you get ready to go about your day tomorrow. When they tell you that somebody might get hurt, well, that's too late. Most of the time they do not start the attack and say, all right, we're getting ready to kill everybody, so run. So, I mean, somebody's already getting hurt. Innocent men, women, and children are getting killed. And if all the good guys are running and hiding, the bad guys, for definitely sure, are not going to get hurt. You're running away from them. Then we have the ridiculous mantra that fighting back will only make things worse. How or for whom? We already have a maniac walking around indiscriminately shooting innocent people. What if I or a group of people smash this guy like a bug? Who are we making it worse for? Certainly not all of the innocent people that the criminal can no longer kill. So again, when somebody babbles on about only making it worse when you fight back, by extension, those experts seem to be placing more value on the life of the killer than the victims. How about if you fight back, you're no better than the terrorist? Well, yeah, I am. My application of violence is limited in scope and directed to a very narrow target set. I'm not trying to kill you, Snowflake. I'm trying to kill the one that's trying to kill you. Terrorists, his actions are unfocused and applied against anyone. Man, woman, child, young, old, it doesn't matter. Combatant, non-combatant. He will stop when he has killed everybody in sight. I will stop when he has stopped killing. He's not going to stop until he runs out of ammunition or victims or both. Or he's taken his own life or has been stopped by good guys willing to take him on. It's a very simple case of good versus evil. And I'm on the good side. And then, you know, if you fight back, you'll make it more dangerous for police officers responding to a call. So a bunch of like-minded citizens take the initiative and smash this bug before he can carry out his plan. Shooting's going to be done when the cops show up. The good guys will have accomplished their mission, so there's no need for them to fight anymore, especially with responding police. The good guys have disabled the bad guy, so he's not shooting anymore. So just how did citizens willing to counterattack the active killer make it more dangerous for the police? Do you think the good guys are going to turn on the cops when they show up?
because they're willing and able to fight? You think because the cops show up that we're going to look at them and say, well, of course, there's another target. Then we get, well, if you have a gun in your hand when the police show up, they won't know the good guys from the bad guys. I do not think that's valid. How come we've never heard of all these good guys getting killed by the cops accidentally? I've never heard of that. Cops know, you know, if you want to know how you can tell a good guy with a gun and, you know, from a bad guy with a gun, you're not the guy with the gun that people are running away from. You're not the guy with a gun with a pile of bodies lying around you and one of these individuals is likely shooting at the cop, whereas the other is shooting at the guy who is shooting at the cop. So not too hard to figure that one out. In law enforcement, they call that a clue. Shoot at the one who's shooting at you and figure the other person shooting at him or her is on your side. And if the situation changes, the officer's response will change. That's called common sense coupled with a cop's experience. Cops are not idiots. Not the ones that stay in the job long enough to figure out the job. They're not. These guys are very highly intelligent, problem-solving individuals who get out there in a moment of... And I'm not saying all the time, okay? Certainly not. But I am saying that most of the time in these kind of shootings, they know who's on what side. If you are a CCW holder, it is incumbent on you to have a plan, a practice plan in place to de-conflict the situation and establish a safe link up with responding officers. And you have to drive the conversation. If it unfolds, I'm getting on the phone. This is why I think I don't have it on me right now, but I carry a wired headset everywhere I go. And if something unfolds and I have to pull a weapon, I'm getting on the phone. I'm calling the cops. I'm going to tell them everything I'm wearing. I don't wear hats, so I mean, I'm the bald guy. And I also tell them what kind of weapon I have and everything else. And I tell them my name. So police are going to know that there's a friendly in there. And I'm going to be looking for police. I have no desire to shoot at police. None. So what, you know, I said that run, hide, and fight is based upon cowardice. I'm behind that all day. It takes guts to run to the sound of gunfire. It takes guts to advocate your population to empower themselves, to run toward the sound of guns. But you know what you get when you advocate an active response versus a passive response? You get someone that no one wants to mess with. Active killer events most often occur at soft targets. A soft target is a location where the victim pool isn't likely to have the capacity or willingness to fight back. Like Ohio State, for example. If your policy is to encourage violent resistance to evil, then evil will, in most cases, seek an easier target. That means the politicos have to be willing to give up control and admit the very obvious that they cannot protect everyone all the time and relinquish responsibility for personal safety to you and me. But there is only one response that prevents a criminal terrorist from killing innocent people once he has decided to launch his attack, and that is an overwhelming, decisive, focused, violent counterforce sufficient to kill him. Until the attacker has been rendered incapable of any viable action, he's going to kill innocent people. So, what do I advocate for you and me and the rest of the willing populace? How should we respond? You have to understand the nature of this beast. History teaches us that individuals willing to carry out an act of killing are overwhelmingly poor at their trade. Their weapon handling skills and tactical capabilities are minimal. They've been successful against helpless victim populations. They attack with bullets and bombs. And the longer they are viable, the more people they will kill. But they are not supermen. In the majority of cases, when faced with even minimal counterforce, the killers run, cower, kill themselves, or are killed by those with the capability to do this. And if you're aggressive and act fast, your chances of success are good. Remember those two U.S. service members and their childhood friend on a train in France? Then you have to understand that these events do happen. The odds of being caught in an active killer event, whether it's a terrorist incident or a psychotic episode, are small. They're not, I mean, they're minute. And that's true until it's happening in front of you. Then it's 100%. It may just be your unlucky day. So accept what is happening. Don't talk yourself out of the obvious Orient towards a threat, prepare mentally to fight, and look for an opportunity to improve your tactical situation. When you orient towards a threat, I mean physically and mentally. Get ready to go. Turn toward the source of the stimulus that has drawn your attention. Move to cover so you can accurately assess the situation. Fighting is the only way of stopping the attacker. So fight, and fight with a ferocity that is deep inside of you. It's deep inside of all of us. And you may not get another chance. You're going to be saving yourself. You're going to be saving people you don't know. You're going to be saving your loved ones. If the opportunity to strike is not immediately present, look to improve that tactical situation. This may mean bounding forward or moving from cover to cover point. If that isn't viable, break contact by moving away from the crisis point, going to a cover point until you can either exfiltrate or engage. But once you get in this, get set to fight and stay that way. This is proactive. You have to stay ahead of your enemy's attack capability. You'll be behind the power curve when the action kicks off. You can change that. There's no reason to die because you run, hide, and fight. The chances of you being able to fight after you try to run and hide are minimal anyway. Be prepared to fight the whole time. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's always been about total control. It's never been about gun control. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.